what is sexual and what is not, and they're going to create some written criteria.
Yeah.
It's going to be subjective. I mean, the criteria is going to be, here's what we believe, right? Because it's the whole, I'll know porn. I know porn when I see it,
yeah,
kind of thing. So it's going to be really, I'm actually very interested to read their terms and conditions, because they're going to have to at some point put down on paper or printed what is sexually explicit and what is not. And if they're saying nudity is okay, but it can't be sexually explicit, they're going to have to literally, you know, it's the classic, I love these terms again. It cannot be any oral sex, you know, intercourse. They're going to have to list it all out.
But what's considered sexually explicit is very individualistic.
You know, all I'm saying is...
You know what I'm saying?
It is, but that's what I'm saying.
What's considered sexual explicit to me...
But
is not going to be sexually, yeah.
Because what they're going to have to do in order to do that,
but they're not going
to have
that,
to write that.
But I don't think they're going to do that.
Well, they have to, because otherwise they open themselves.
What if
up
someone?
Lawsuits.
What if Dr. Ruth Wessheimer gets on there and she starts doing
clinical,
some type of
sexual.
Clinical penetration? Well,
is. She's not going to do.
But I mean, I may look at that as sexually explicit, but she may not.
Right.
And you're going to have porn stars. They're going to go. Here's our sex class today, how to make a woman orgasm.
Well, okay.
Let me show you how. And that's not considered sexually explicit. That is educational.
That's right.
Some people look at that.
But that's what I'm
saying.
So
how are they going to decipher the difference?
That's exactly what they're going to do. It's like Facebook. It's like Twitter. It's like everything else. They're going to make criteria. They're going to make rules. And those rules are going to be made by words. And those words are going to have, like to your point, some probably somewhat... a general definition, so there's a little bit of wiggle room for them to say, well, we really believe that this falls under our explicit sexual criteria. And again, it's going to get down to, it's going to be lawyers and documents. That's what it's going to be. That's why I think it's really interesting, because they're going to have to draw some sort of line in the sand about what it is.
They're walking a very thin line.
Oh, absolutely.
Because
but I,
they
I'm
don't
glad wanna, that they are.
Well, yeah, they don't. Well, I like it, because when something gets so big so fast, you have to check it back. We're seeing that with Zuckerberg. We're seeing with Facebook. We're
right.
seeing with Twitter. We're seeing all these different things. And so, yeah, it's the point where, okay, this thing's gotten out of control really fast.
Right.
It's just a porn site. It is.
Right.
OnlyFans, the porn. And when OnlyFans was originally out, it wasn't considered a porn site. It was, hey, do you want to see me do things? Yeah. And it got, we knew where it was going. I mean, it was going to be a porn site right off the bat.
This is so human nature. Think about all of our platforms.
Yeah.
And none of the platforms started as porn sites or sexually explicit.
It always goes there, yeah.
That's what I think so funny.
Well, the difference on OnlyFans, though, is it's subscription-based,
yes.
And it's interactive.
Right.
So if you have a site where you don't do sexually explicit stuff, but let's just say it's naked pictures and it's anything you want to see,
yeah.
But there's only one person. So some people might say that's not sexually explicit because there's not actually a penetration, there's not sex,
right,
but
right.
but it's a naked woman. It's an over-glorified penthouse magazine. It's visual.
Well, yeah.
But then when you have an interactive thing and that is directly related to the subscription and to the rate they can charge for you to do, because
yes.
Listen, I can't tell you how many stories I've done. I told the story about when I first got here, I started dating this really attractive woman who worked up at the radio station, and she had a child and she wanted to go work at Sammy's. And I was like, why? And she's like, because the money's stupid crazy. I'm only going to do it for a couple of years.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a bankload of money,
yeah.
So I can provide for my kid, and then I'm out. And I was like, I'm not dating a stripper. And you're not going to date a stripper. I said, no. I said, I don't want my friends seeing you. I said, I just ain't.
That was the first sign that Tony Curry.
That's crazy.
Tony Curry, the person, is not Tony Curry, the persona.
So you're doing wet t-shirt contest at the studio, and you're not going to date me. And I'm like, yeah, well, I'll do a contest, but I ain't going to go out with them.
I can see her. I can empathize with her going, what the hell?
And
this
I did.
Flipping Tony Curry.
I did a remote up there.
At Sammy's.
Yeah, we did remotes once a month.
She's like, wait, let me get something clear. You're working here at Sammy's, but you don't want me to work here at Sammy's.
Well, I was providing for my family by doing something that was sanctioned by the radio station. And that's part of my job.
She said you're so shocked. And she's like,
when the radio station told me I had to be at Sammy's, I had to be at Sammy's. And I did their commercials for them. Now I'm a much different person now because I run a foundation and we do charity. And I would never, I'm like, I'm not going to have my Bright House Foundation or Jimmy Hill Mission spot run up against a Sammy spot that I'm also, hey, come to Sammy's tonight and we'll raise money for the Jimmy Hill Mission. No.
You could raise a lot of money.
But I walked in there during a remote and she was working. And she was dressed up as a school teacher, and she was handing out report cards. And I was the only one that got an F. She was like, flipped it down, and I was like, and she wouldn't take my money either. Now we're friends.
You deserve it.
Now I'm thinking about going out with her again.
You deserve it. I like this. I really do like this.
I like it, too. Again, the interactive part of it, though, is we've seen so many people. It's amazing what we'll do for money. I mean, we had an OnlyFans woman come out last week, and she said, God, she's a Christian. She's like, God told me to keep doing this. And I'm like, your God's a little different than mine. But she's like, I'm not listening to this biblical scripture that was written by these strange men thousands of years ago. I have a special relationship with Christ.
I
believe that. I was born Catholic or whatever, blah, 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 blah. And God has told me to continue to strip because this is the full embodiment of what a woman can do with the God-given body she was given.
Is that her disclaimer? Is that her opening?
I'm like, okay. And, of course, her name's out there, and everyone's subscribing to her, and she's making like $1 million a month.
I think it's fine, man.
Yeah. The interactive part of it, it's really interesting because you will see people get on there, and then you guys, hey, that looks pretty good. How about showing a little more? Blah, blah, blah. I got $100 here. It says you won't show this. And they're like, it's $100. The next thing you know, you're doing crazy stuff.
Well, it's going to be interesting is you're doing crazy stuff, and then what if you, as the creator?
Yeah.
Oh, this is so interesting. So they set their criteria, right? The fans can call out for anything.
Yeah.
Right?
Doesn't mean they have to do it.
Well, doesn't mean that they don't have to do it. Now there's going to be rules that say they can't do it.
Yeah.
I got $500 if you're going to do, if you can do
well, this. And that's when you can start doing your own, your own Instagram. I mean, you can do a side hustle, I guess, Instagram. You really want the nasty stuff, then go to my website.
Because Instagram and TikTok, now that's the other thing, man. You go on TikTok? Go on TikTok. Because, TikTok's
what's the policy there?
Well, TikTok's all algorithm driven.
Yeah.
And I think their policy is similar in that there is...
I've never seen anything nasty on TikTok.
Well, not nudity.
Yeah.
But go on to TikTok. You love this. Go on to TikTok.
You sent me the car wash the other day.
Yeah. So if you like...
Thank you, by the way. Yeah.
You're welcome. I thought that one actually was pretty
good. I watched it for a few minutes.
That was pretty good. But go on TikTok and like one of those, something like that. Then the next thing that'll happen is there's a bazillion of them that will pop up.
Yeah.
And I did this as an experiment just to sort of see. I wanted to see because, we talk about, I have to deal with this a lot. 18 to 20-year-olds who are doing, we've talked about sort of semi-sexual dances. They got the camera focused in on their cleavage and they're licking their lips and it wouldn't be excluded for anything, but if I'm the parent, I'm like, oh hell no.
Yeah.
So you watch that on TikTok and then I was wondering, okay, how much farther does it go? And so I was scrolling through and let me tell you, it goes a lot farther. It goes a lot farther. It's kind of like we watch on Vox, right?
Yeah,
with that gun. But what's interesting is none of that you see violates their nudity or sexual exploitation or explicit. You have the same thing on Instagram. You have commercials on Instagram. They're running ads where one of my favorite, it's terrible. It's very degrading, but it's interesting. So it's a beautiful woman in a sort of a yoga type pose, and she has a sort of Brazilian bikini on, and on the back of her lower back is a beautiful champagne glass.
Yeah.
And it's as you don't need anything else.
Yeah.
And there's a guy sitting right behind her, fully clothed as old.
What are they selling? It's just a picture, or they're
it's
not selling?
I think they're selling
champagne or glasses or
no. I think they're selling clothes.
Oh.
but that's a great example. That doesn't violate anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what's interesting with OnlyFans is now you've really set something up where you got the creator could be kicked off if they do what's somewhat vaguely defined
yeah.
for the money that the fans want.
Yeah.
It's going to get spicy.
Yeah, I mean, it is. And I don't expect it to change at all. I mean, I know that everyone's going to push the envelope and everyone's yes. going to find loopholes. And there's some people that will do anything that are OnlyFans. And a lot of porn stars are like, why am I making these movies? And why am I doing these jaunts with three or four different men at a time, you know, for $50,000 a year when I could get an OnlyFans thing and do my own thing and have a virtual sexual thing where it's safer and it's
yeah.
more secure and blah, 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 blah.
I like the idea that they're trying to buy out their...
The porn tycoon.
Yeah. Yeah, because it makes sense because they're becoming mainstream.
Well, yeah.
Or they are mainstream.
Because they don't consider themselves a porn site.
That's what I'm saying.
But their majority owner is a porn tycoon.
Right, well, so they're like, okay, thanks. This doesn't look good. We're going to make it. I mean, look, this is, to me, this is the most amazing thing that technology allows us to do. It falls right in line with Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all of them. It's the... You just said it. It's the we created this with something in mind and we thought maybe it could go this way, but yep. we really didn't. And then it just went. And it's all driven, right? All driven by core human psychology behavior.
Yeah.
Money, sex, instant gratification.
Yeah.
These are things that we want.
Mm-hmm.
Instant access and validation.
You ever think where all this money's coming from? I think the money thing's really interesting.
Checks.
I'm driving.
Look what I got. I got $500.
I'm driving down the road the other day, and I just, trillions is nothing anymore. It's like trillions of dollars. Billions used to, it's billions with a B. You're like, ooh, yep, now yep. trillions with a trillions T is like, a T. And I've heard we spent $1 trillion in Afghanistan. I'm like, okay, 20 years, that sounds like a good deal to me. And I'm thinking about all this money out, and people are selling their houses for $50,000 more than they're worth. And then I'm thinking about like this OnlyFans thing where there are 30 million creators on there who are all making subscription rates. There's got to be money going in that's creating these new technological ideologies.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, where's the
money? That's venture capital. That's rich. That's.
Oh, I know. But I mean, it's coming from the consumer. The money that's going in to feed these things is coming from people like you and I. You are spending $150 a month to get a subscription to go see a woman naked. And I'm not just talking about porn sites. I'm talking about anything.
Well, but it is. So think about it. It's we talked about this with business. There are lots of businesses where this is where investors come in. So a lot of businesses where somebody thinks they got a good idea.
Yeah.
And I mean, this is a stock market too. Somebody thinks they got a good idea. And somebody who's got a lot more money also thinks they got a good idea. But they think that that great idea needs a little bit behind it so it can be fully realized.
Yeah.
Okay. So they invest in it. And as we've talked about, now you have this amazing thing, radio station, OnlyFans, web page, new technology, et cetera. And you're making money, right? Because people are bringing in, but you started off, you've essentially started off in massive debt.
Yeah.
Right. Because somebody's invested in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so the only point at which it really makes it is when that line twists or mm-hmm. when that line flips and I'm just making this up, the 50 million that went in, now you're making 70 million.
Yeah.
But as we've talked about it, you see this all the time. And this is part of venture capital. Venture capitalists know that it's betting. It's all freaking betting. They know we're going to go invest in these companies. We're going to invest in six of them.
Yeah.
We know that three of them are not going to make it, but mm-hmm. four of them are not going to make it. But what we're betting on, based on our research, that the two of them that do make it are going to make so much that it's going to cover our loss.
I just wonder where all this I'm taking it all the way down to the subscriber and to the normal customer.
Oh, because people,
I'm not talking about the money, the companies, because I know there's plenty of money.
Because it's the target phenomena. It is the target phenomena.
And listen, I am not a stick in the mud. You know that I'm not. But when
stick in the mud or like frugal stick in the mud.
I'm not a stick in the mud. I'm not a frugal stick in the mud. I'm open. I'm liberal in a lot of different ways. I'm conservative in others. But when I think about all the extra disposable income
that
is now going to be used from gambling sites, because now you can gamble anything.
Yep.
And a lot of people can't afford to do it. smoking dope, which is going to be like in about 20 years, every state's going to be allowed smoking dope, and people are going to be smoking dope that normally didn't smoke dope. It's like a brand new habit. It's going to cost you, okay, but where's my bitch? It's $200 a month to smoke dope. And then just our porn.
Is it any different than credit? It's when we had credit. Is the introduction?
No, yeah, but there's, what's the return? I mean, when you're talking about OnlyFans, there's no return. You've got nothing to show for it.
Who's got nothing to show? The creator or the person invested?
No, the person who's buying it.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't.
You got
nothing to show for it.
Yeah, you do.
If I'm spending $250,
hang on. Yeah, you do.
No, you don't. You get joy.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's exactly what you're paying.
So you're gonna tap that up to the memory. I mean, when I get on a music park and I spend $150 to go to Disney World, I have the memories, I have the pictures, I have the head was a wonderful thing.
What do you think it is?
So you're sitting there watching a girl for 20 hours on your thing, and you're spending $150, and then it's over, and you're like, okay, what just happened?
Oh my God, think about all the examples.
The exhaustion.
Think about all examples. Sporting event. I go to a sporting event. What's my return? I don't get anything.
You're getting entertained. Yeah.
Well, I mean,
that's the kind of entertainment you're into. Yeah, I mean, you're right. It's entertainment. You're right.
Send us money right now so you can enjoy Curry and Claypool and have the experience.
Yes.
Now, again, sometimes you get merch.
And, well, you can go back and watch it as many times as you want on our podcast or our YouTube channel.
We're not going to charge you each time.
Exactly. You can watch it as often as you want.
This is, and the reason I say it's the Target phenomena, and it's a lot of, but I entered this phenomena when I entered Target. Because when I first went to Target on my own and I was spending my money, it was absolutely clear. Everything in Target, 95% of them Target, was within my purchasing rate. Mm-hmm. There was a couple of things. There's some TVs I couldn't afford. And so you go around Target or any of these places. Oh, look, that's $10.95, $18.95, $27.95, $55. Oh, it's great value. And then you get to the checkout and it's $400.
Yeah.
But every single interaction that you've had or transaction, it psychologically, it works, because it fits into OnlyFans the same way. I don't have to pay $500. Pay $50.
Yeah.
Gambling is exactly the same. But you put down whatever you want. $2 minimum. Go to the quarter.
Well, with gambling, there it can be a return.
Yes, no, you're right.
You can actually win.
Okay, so fine. Move gambling. What about a subscription sporting event?
I did last night. I watched the Cincinnati Reds. My boy came over and I watched the Reds and Miami Marlins last night.
You paid for it? You had to pay for it?
$6.99 a month, yeah.
A month?
Yeah.
Now they really get you. Now they really.
But
what?
I enjoyed the moment with my child.
Okay, so how is that any different than OnlyFans?
Well,
without your child.
I'm not getting the morals, but.
Don't go there. Sammy's. Strip clubs.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, maybe do you get a t-shirt when you go there?
If you spend enough, you will.
Do you get something?
You do a lap dance, you'll probably get one.
You get
from her.
See, if you get a t-shirt, it's great.
Yeah.
It's merch.
Talk about one of our great sponsors. I don't want to get into what we got into on Fox 6 yesterday.
Trying to make a right pivot from Sammy's to one of our... I'm going to go here. I'm going to go to Woodhouse Day Spa.
There you go. Good.
It's Woodhouse Day Spa.
No, you're actually getting a return there.
You are getting a return. Now, you can buy the robes.
It's healthy for you.
You can buy the robes. They're not free. And the sandals are not free. But if you go to Woodhouse Day Spa, located up at the Summit, 905-7676, the return you get is a return of health and well-being. And it's not just for the moment. It is a resort spa. There are 5,000 square feet of services up there. And I'm telling you, the best description I can have for you is this. You go across the opening door. You walk in. And the second you're in, you feel transformed. You feel something is going on. You feel like you're on vacation. You feel like you've entered a better mind-body experience. And they're there with the finest services. Stuart Rums, our owner. Call them today, 905-7676. Or as I talk about every day, if you just want like a little dose of it, go to the webpage, birmingham.woodhousespas.com, birmingham.woodhousespas.com. You will see what I'm talking about. And the last thing I want to tell you is this. It sounds very luxurious, and it is. It is not expensive.
Yeah.
It is as competitive price as any massage place or nail places you'll go to. Check them out today, Woodhouse Day Spa.
Something you will get a return out of, no doubt, and it's a great investment because it actually adds value to your home, is backyardalabama.com, Backyard Solutions. They're responsible for backyard adventures. They do everything on 119. They have playgrounds for the kids. They have absolutely just hammered it during the COVID-19 thing because people are staying home. These are not your cookie cutter type of playgrounds. These are playgrounds that are specific as you need. You can add on, take off, do whatever you want. They got tire swings, they got trampolines, they've got basketball courts, and of course they've got those great backyard playgrounds. They are super good. They sell it not only residential, but they sell it to schools. They do parks. They do it all. These are the real deals. They also do the metal ones, and those things are good basically forever. Their installation is second to none. They do fantastic work. Jeff and his entire crew, they just are getting after it. My kids love going there. As a matter of fact, when you drop your kids off there, you're picking one out. Sometimes it's hard to get the kids out. So they decided to start renting the place out. They're like, you want to have a birthday party here? Come to BackyardAlabama.com, Backyard Solutions, and there's like 60 playgrounds, and I promise you, man, I mean, you will not get the kids out of there. It is an amusement park. It's great. Go to BackyardAlabama.com, BackyardAlabama.com for Backyard Solutions and Backyard Adventures is great.
By the way, can I just ask you this, and I know you, our listeners can't see this and our viewers can't see this. Do you purposely change the channel so that to see what distracts me and what not?
I did.
Because I swear to God, sometimes it's like the Animal Planet, and then this is the, I know this show because we watch this show.
This Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders Making the Team Season 5.
Dude, this is, Claypool's watch this show.
I know.
But I think you do this. I seriously think you put stuff on there so that.
No, I did this morning. Yeah, I did. Yeah. I was like, ooh. Because normally it's like, you know.
And then over there on the other TV, so we have these great TVs. And again, if you're listening to us, you can't see us. But we have these TVs.
We should put it on the big one.
Well, but no one would watch us. Right. So we have these TVs. I want to tell our listeners. We have these TVs that are positioned such that where I am sitting, I can see out of my left peripheral vision, one of them. And I can see out of my right peripheral vision, the other one. There you go. So there's my Dallas Cowboys. Cheerleaders, and then whatever's on the right one, this one that he's showing right now. Yeah, you always put scary stuff. Yeah. You always do that, and I swear that you do it on purpose to see how focused I can stay. So I have we got Crime 360 going. So I got people murdering each other here, and I got women are trying to make Dallas Cowboy cheerleading team.
It's a very good documentary.
It is.
It's done very very well.
It really is. Do you watch it?
I've seen it.
Like you've seen an episode.
Yeah, I mean, when they first did the making of the Dallas Cowboy, I'm like, okay, but it's really well done.
It is, and it's
a lot of women jumping around, and they're all incredibly attractive, but it is brutal.
Okay, yeah,
it was right after a Nightmare Kitchen. It was on this morning. I was up early this morning.
Nightmare Kitchen.
Yeah, you know, with the
with Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah.
Hell's Kitchen or Nightmare Kitchen?
No, it's called Nightmare Kitchen.
Is it a Gordon Ramsay thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he's a twist? It's a twist.
Yeah. It is a nightmare. It's just him screaming at people. It's great. I love it.
Speaking of screaming and bleeping and cussing.
So we were on Fox 6 yesterday, and it was great. We're on Fox 6 every Thursday morning, and they have us on, and we were talking about COVID anxiety and COVID overkill and just being tired of hearing about the vaccination stuff, and I said, and here we are talking about it again.
That was good.
So I'm gonna go off that. I don't want to talk about that, but I do think this is a psychological edge. So I'm gonna let you go on a rant here in a minute. We talked about the Stevie Nicks thing yesterday. She's sensing her own singing mortality, not so much her life mortality, but the fact that she's only got a few more years to sing, and so she's hanging it up. Nine Inch Nails came out last night. They're canceling the rest of their tour. Garth Brooks is canceling his tour, and there's Kiss. Two nights ago in Massachusetts, playing in front of 15,000 people, and they've just released their massive 150 to 200 new dates that's going to go through next year. And I'm thinking, it's kind of weird that some people are canceling their tours altogether, and then you've got other bands that, like the Def Leppard thing, they're playing stadiums, and they're nothing's happening, they're playing shows. And let's face it, we had the excuse of, well, this area is not hot, this area is not hot, this area is hot, now it's just hot from coast to coast. 90% of all counties
Isn't
in the United States hot.
It's more hot now than before we had the vaccine.
Oh yeah.
Well, that's a great anti.
Yeah, we had 4,000 people in the state get it yesterday, and you know, at one point it was 800. I was like, 800 people got it yesterday alone. Now it's 4,000. Like, oh well. You know, I went out last night to pick up some food for me and my boy. My boy came over. I went out and places were packed.
Yeah.
I mean, Buffalo Wild Wings. I mean, they were doing everything they possibly could do.
We
love restaurants because we don't have to wear masks.
Oh, when you're in there.
You know, I'm going to take it off as soon as I get in the place. So there's no reason even to wear it through the parking lot. So we're not doing that because restaurants give us an excuse since we're going to be sticking stuff in our face. We don't do that. So anyway, so. What's happened here is I want to go back to my college year at Xavier University back in 1986 in my psychology class. We spent 3 months trying to figure out what the definition of a unity was, right? Unity.
Is Sounds like somewhere between psychology and a philosophy.
Of course,
class.
Yeah, it was. I think it was philosophy psychology 101 order. And of course, you can look it up in the dictionary and just tell what unity. But the end product was when each individual piece, as part of a team, is doing its job to the best of its ability. You put all those things together, you have something called unity. That was the definition that I got out of our class,
and I
got a B in it. I got a D in radio, but I got a B in philosophy.
That's good enough.
And so we're being torn here a little bit between what is right for the whole and what is right for me, right? Because Garth Brooks could go on a tour and he could play,
and he will play.
His promoter's like, we're good. You will play. You're going to make your money. You're good. But he feels responsible.
Yeah,
it's like, I can't do this. I can't go out and play in front of 25,000 fans every night because I feel like I'm not helping this COVID pandemic cause. And so he's not being told he can't play. He's deciding on his own, I can't do it. Maybe that's what Stevie Nicks is doing. Because there's other bands playing. You want to find a promoter that'll take you on. It'll happen.
Yeah.
So there's this. I got, and then we can trickle it all the way down to the family, man. You know, where we're wearing masks or we're not wearing masks, whatever it is, I got to do what protects me and my family. And by doing that, hopefully it does serve the common good for all of us.
That's, yes, I'm not going, but that's one view, which is I got to do what's best for me and my family.
It's,
and hopefully it's served. Like, that second part is where it gets a little
It's
dicey.
When it's almost like voting for a president. You know, my dad used to say, am I better off now than I was 4 years ago? Then I'm reelecting that man. Now I don't give a damn about anyone else. Is my family better off?
Right.
If you're the only family in the neighborhood killing it, and the rest of the neighborhood's going to pot, but you're killing it.
Then you're just voting for
Then you're like, you know, then maybe you are. So you have that tussle between what if you were getting killed, but you knew the rest of the nation was doing well, would you vote for the same guy?
Hell no.
Of course not.
You'd vote for
even
yourself.
Though it's better for, because you would do it in hopes that it would trickle down to you in some way. Well, if the rest of the world's doing good because of this, then I should be doing better in the long haul, and I'm willing to take the risk of that.
You think that? Oh, see, now that's
it. This is really broad and wide.
No, because even there, you might say, see, this is hard because now you're doing what one of the problems is. You just smashed up inadvertently politics to infectious disease.
Mm.
And I don't care. Now I'm saying
just
I'm
an analogy. It's just an
it
analogy.
Is, it is not the same thing.
Yeah. Just an analogy.
No, but right. So, but I think the politics one is interesting because it's I'm not getting what I want. But the country seems to be getting what they want.
Mm-hmm.
So should I vote for a president that is giving the country what they want,
mm-hmm.
or my neighbors or whatever, in the hopes that somehow it'll still improve my life?
Sure.
Or do I do what most people do? This sucks. I'm not getting what I want. Screw that. I'm voting for this person.
Well, yeah, and I think some people are being torn a little bit because I do think when things are good, it's easier to help other people. And when things aren't good, then I have to look after me right now. I've got to make, you know, and we hear that from a psychological standpoint. Well, if you're not healthy, then your family's not healthy. Forget about doing stuff for the family. Look after you. Take care of yourself.
But we don't say that.
And I just wonder from a selfish standpoint, yes. Well, some people do. I just wonder from a selfish standpoint where we're going to be in a couple of years because normally when we have, you know, we have the terrorist attacks, the 20th anniversary coming up on September 11th, we know that when this country is attacked in any form or fashion, we come together.
Yeah.
Whether it's Black Lives Matter, whether it's terrorist attacks, whether it's earthquakes, whether it's natural or man-made, we pony together and we sort of
prophetic,
right?
Just said.
We get after it. And here we have this thing that's attacking not only us, but attacking the entire world.
Yes.
And it feels like it's separating, not just anti-vaxxers, the vaccinations, but it feels like it's separating us more here where, you know what? I'm getting to the point where I want to do the right thing so this thing can be over. But now, since you ain't going to do it, I ain't going to do it. I'm going to protect myself in hopes that by me doing the right thing, it's going to be better for the whole. And I don't know if that's what we're doing.
But it's being the right thing. See, now when you say me doing the right thing, you're picking an approach.
Sure.
So is me doing the right, because you could say, well, me doing the right thing is getting vaccinated, but then what you're sort of putting out there is me doing the right thing is also not getting vaccinated.
Yeah.
Right? Because you can't make that argument and say this is the right.
And the thing about getting the vaccination is normally if you have two sides, you have a black and a white, and the black is doing one thing, it affects the white.
Yes.
Politics or voting on an issue, or I'm doing this and you're not doing this, and well, that affects me by you doing this.
Yes.
It could go anywhere. In this particular case, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Not directly. By me getting vaccinated, if you're an anti-vaxxer, it shouldn't piss you off. If you're an anti-vaxxer and I'm getting vaccinated, you should be thanking me because I'm willing to take the risk to try to make things better because I'm going off science.
But the typical argument is if you're anti-vaccination, the typical argument is you do whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
I'm not thanking you.
No, I'm not directly affecting you at all. I'm not affecting you.
But I am affecting the good
for the whole. And so, unlike anything else, I mean, I'm not going politics here. Trump Biden. If you're voting Biden, you're pissing me off because you're not voting the way I want. And if you're Trump, you're going. In this particular case, vaccine, anti-vaccine.
But
by not getting vaccinated,
right.
You are affecting me as a vaccination. Right. And that's where the heavy side kind of starts moving over. I just think it's.
Yes. And I didn't say it on the news yesterday, but I can say it today. It's not the news.
Yeah.
So yesterday, the statement was, I'm so sick of hearing that we need to get the We're sick of hearing, get the vaccination, get the vaccination, get the vaccination, and yet the virus is still here. How do we cope with those two things? Mm-hmm. How do we cope with the fact that this virus is still here, that it's changing our lives, we don't get to do exactly what we want to do, and I don't care who you are. If you're anti, this is a hoax, this is everything, your life has still been affected.
Yep.
Schools are still they're canceling sporting events. So even if you believe all of it is fake, your life has still been affected.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, there is one answer. There's one answer. And this is not a religious thing. There is one answer. There has always been one answer. Before we had the vaccination, it was we needed to separate and keep people from getting sick. That is the answer. The second answer is once we got the vaccination, we need to get as many people vaccinated as we can so the thing doesn't mutate. Now, you can hammer on me all you want. That is the answer. That is how it goes away. So we keep going round and round arguing.
Mm-hmm.
We're arguing and arguing.
Yeah.
And we all hate this. This is what I was saying yesterday. If whether you're a vaxxer, anti-vaxxer, whatever, we all hate this because this all freaking sucks.
Mm-hmm.
But there's one answer.
Yep.
There's one answer. Now, you can disagree with me, but unlike politics, and I'll say this on the show, unlike politics, where there is a perspective and a view, you show me the evidence, and this is where the bleep the stuff out. You show me a series of evidence, not that it worked for your auntie, not that you get the thing. You show me a series of evidence that says that not getting vaccinated is the appropriate thing to do.
Yep.
And show any, here's the thing I really feel bad for. And it's not me. I'm fine. And if you're an anti-vaxxer, you're against vaccination, you're fine too.
And yet another person yesterday who we deeply respect and enjoy being on with is one of those people that I don't consider him or her an anti-vaxxer. He just doesn't want to do it.
So here's the thing.
And I'm kind of like, and again, another person, much like the two friends I spoke with that I respect.
Yes.
I believe them. They're smart.
Yes.
And I'm going, just why? And I don't want to get into an argument. I'm not a confrontational kind of guy.
But
they're just like, I just don't think it's the right thing. And I'm like, okay.
But here's the thing that I wish we would all just look at. Because I had this yesterday happen to me. Two stories.
By the way, I said I wasn't going to talk about vaccinations on the show.
Two stories happened to me yesterday. One, a friend of mine said he had a friend over the weekend who broke his toe, his big toe, and it was pretty bad. They thought maybe he had broken his foot.
Mm-hmm.
So he went into urgent care, not the ER. He went into urgent care. And the first thing they said is, have you been vaccinated? And his life is actually funny. He's like, I broke my toe. And they're like, yeah, well, that's great that you broke your toe and whatever, but we need to know if you've been vaccinated. And I think I can't remember if he had or hadn't. We're going to do a COVID test. And he's like, okay, but I'm here because I broke my toe.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure. I don't have any symptoms. I'm not here. They're like, and literally they're like, we don't really care. If you're here for anything, the first thing that's going to happen is we're going to test you. Mm-hmm. And if you test positive, we're moving you over there.
Sure.
We don't care if you broke your toe.
Yeah.
And what's happening, and this is just, I don't even know how to say this. This is a fact. This is a fact. Go to a hospital right now for anything. Forget COVID. Go to a hospital for anything. You got appendicitis. You get to try to get cancer treatment.
Yeah.
You know what they're going to tell you? Sorry.
Yeah.
At least in this state.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
And that's the part to me that even if you don't want to get the vaccination, if you get sick in any other way or hurt, and I think we're not used to hospitals and doctors. I really do. I mean, I think this is the difference. We're not used to a doctor, a physician, and a hospital saying, sorry.
Well, go to an emergency room like 15 years ago. You're still waiting 3 hours. And,
yeah.
And it's people, 3 o'clock in the morning, people are chatting right. back and forth.
But now
and,
we're saying, we're not, the emergency room is now ICU.
Yeah. There is one thing that's happening through this whole pandemic, and there's a ton of jobs out there. A lot of people looking for jobs. Southern Precision Staffing is one of our great sponsors. They do a great job. They will staff anything from construction to IT to anything in between. They're right here in Hoover, Alabama, just like KCAST Radio is, and they serve the United States of America. They brought us LiveWire Wednesday on Wednesday nights. Kai Greger, his entire crew, they're ready for you. And again, they'll serve anywhere in the United States. You're loving this Phillips area. 205-682-2828, 205-682-2828, where your word and your handshake still mean something. It's Southern Precision Staffing. All right,
sorry, that was a round-off back in spring.
That was a round-off. There's an interesting research that came out, and I pardon me for not knowing exactly. I normally like to have, but if you can Google it, you can find it. There's a group of researchers who came out. Based on the pandemic, we have lost basically 1.2 years of life expectancy in this country. For the first time in the history of life expectancy, it's dropped off just because of all the death. Maybe not you, because you haven't gotten COVID, but overall, in the average, we have lost, which is crazy.
Because usually what you'll see is if it ever drops off.
Yeah.
And you know, you'll see few days.
This is the earthquake. That is so severe, it knocks the Earth off its axis, which we're seeing.
No, but it's not really happening.
So it knocks it off. It's like this was so severe, it knocked everything off that we believed was impossible.
Right.
And so you need to have something, because you're talking billions of people.
And it has to happen in a short period of time.
Yeah, and to lose that in a year is amazing. So, and we still don't know the long-term effects either. So this group of people started taking down all the things that we do on a regular, normal basis and what we eat and what we do and putting a minute value to it.
Yeah.
And what we lose.
I've seen this.
And what we gain. Have you seen this?
I don't know about this.
For example.
Yeah. These
if you drink one can of soda.
Yeah.
It costs 9 minutes of your life.
Yeah.
If you smoke a cigarette, what do you think? One cigarette.
An hour?
11 minutes. Cigar, 7 minutes. I smoked a cigar Wednesday night.
Oh, but at least not 11.
Now there's good.
Now you can gain it back though.
Yeah, there are ones. There's ways you can gain it back, and I'll share that
this
with you.
Thank God for my yoga and exercise.
The you're allowed 5 drinks a week for males, and I think it's 3.5
without taking anything off.
Yeah, anything over 5.
Yeah,
cost you 15 minutes.
You see what people? I know what people are doing. It's 15 minutes. Come on.
I could drink one faster in 15 minutes. That's what are you talking about? Fine. What if I drank one every 5 minutes?
You know, you never know when you're going to go.
A Twinkie.
Oh, I haven't had a Twinkie in a long time.
Or a snack cake cost you 4 minutes.
That's a pretty good deal.
To eat an entire bag of chips cost you 6 minutes.
Okay. Twinkie's a good value.
It really is. Bacon or sausage. One serving of bacon or sausage costs you 7 minutes. A piece of cheesecake or cake, 10 minutes.
That bacon or sausage thing, that's rough.
A burger.
That's got to be like a cheeseburger or just a burger?
Cheeseburger.
Oh, that's got to be a good 20 minutes.
6 minutes.
That's it.
Well, it's ground beef. It's beef. You know, I'm good to see because I know, again, beef in moderation, right?
Yes.
If you've got moderation going, you're pretty good.
Okay.
The big one, hot dog.
Yeah.
Man, Joey Chestnut would have seen this and made him have a heart attack.
Because it's got, besides the fat, the sodium, and it's got.
One hot dog cost you 24 minutes of your life. Yeah. That's like.
That's a lot.
That's amazing. And so then they did some other different things that would actually add some years to your life.
There you go.
One serving of peanut butter, which I had yesterday. Now, one serving is a spoonful. The problem is you have more than one. I used to go work out, you know, when I was in my workout phase back in my 30s. And he's like, just grab a thing of peanut butter and it'll get you through. Yeah. And then you're good to go. It fills your stomach, you have protein. Yeah, but don't take like three spoonfuls. Just take one
spoonful. Can't do that. Mine's like half a jar.
33 minutes you gain by having one tablespoon of peanut butter.
Of peanut butter. Jif doesn't count.
Yeah. Eating. No, Jif's good. All natural is going to be better, but yeah, just go Jif. It's better than nothing.
Yeah.
Having one of Jif than that organic crap, which tastes like actually ground peanut butter. It's terrible. Eating a piece of fish, 16 minutes. Having a serving of fruit.
Yeah, fruit's good.
I had a whole bag of grapes last night. I mean, a whole bag of grapes. It was.
That's a lot of grapes.
It was good, man. I was juicing
a
like.
A whole bag?
I was shitting like a goose last night. It was great. 6 minutes.
That's not a lot for a whole bag of grapes.
No, it really isn't. Adding 20 minutes of exercise.
There you go.
Just once. Not every day, but just one 20-minute exercise. Like if I go out and exercise right now.
You get 30 minutes back?
10 minutes.
So it's not a pure, it's not a huge ROI.
No. Having a cup of coffee.
You get 5 minutes
back? Now, I've heard that coffee's good. And obviously, if you're drinking 12 or certain
antioxidants,
or if you're having like 17 Splendas with every cup of coffee, like you do.
Me, dude, your coffee,
putting all that creamer
coffee
in there. One cup of coffee, you break even.
Okay,
doesn't hurt you, doesn't help you. A lot of people would say it helps me because it keeps me from killing people because I need that adrenaline, I need that caffeine kick. And by the way, I just posted the other day, did you know that dark coffee and blonde coffee, blonde being the lesser, the breakfast blend, has the same amount of caffeine in it?
Yeah, it's a taste. So people are like, I want a triple espresso. It's not more, it's just, it's more condensed.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's the same caffeine.
Having sex.
That you enjoy?
With Trevor Bauer.
Yeah.
By the way, did you see he won his restraining order last night.
He won his restraining order?
She was trying to restrain against him, and the judge said, no, he does not need to stay away from you. She's like, if anything, he needs to have a restraining order against you. Yes. I had that really interesting conversation with my 16-year-old son last night watching the baseball game about the Trevor Bauer situation, which is really weird and sick.
Has he been reinstated?
And no, not yet. But her texts to him were like, come on.
Yeah, yeah.
She's also a former addict or a recovering addict. And they
Don't blame her for that.
Well, no, I'm not, but they... The only reason I bring that up is there were text messages to her AA sponsor saying, I'm going to be a rich bitch in a couple of weeks.
Oh.
What does that mean? Oh, well, you know, I was just joking. And
see,
and
to me, in that whole Trevor Bauer thing,
when someone says, I can't wait for you to choke me out.
No, but see that. No, but we talked to Misty. That's a thing.
I know.
So, but the whole thing of the Trevor Bauer is things that she claims that he did, if he didn't do them,
yeah,
then I'm blaming her, right? Yeah. But the thing that I had the hardest time with that is I don't care what you say.
Yeah.
You know, if you hit somebody in the face, I mean, again, we'd ask Misty about this. You punch them in the face, that is not that's not a wanted sexual act.
It could be, but in this particular case, the consensuality couldn't have been steady enough because she was passed out. So
right.
you have to make that decipher for you kids that want to get into this kind of sexual intimacy. You have to say, by the way, if you choke me out and I'm asphyxiated and I pass out, you're not allowed to punch me in the face. So that's her point. But at least the judge at this point saw Trevor Bauer's case. And if you read the text, he's kind of egging her on.
Yeah.
What else you want me to do? He's being really short. I mean, he's being pretty coy.
Well, because he's,
again, he's a dumbass because she's also slept with three other Major League Baseball players. But he was kind of playing it pretty, what else would you like me to do? Would you like that? You know, and he was playing the psychologist and she was just like going off. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. But to have that conversation with your 16-year-old son.
Did he ask probing questions?
He did.
Yeah.
And I said, first of all, I think it's really sick. I said, unfortunately, people are into these kind of things. It turns them on. I understand that. And as long as it's consensual between two adults, it's not what I do. But
and
I
as long as it doesn't
that.
Cause bodily harm,
yeah,
lasting bodily harm. That's the. I mean, we've had Misty on about this. If you're harming somebody, or if somebody is asking for harm that lasts, you know,
yeah,
not a scrape on the back, but an injury, choke me until I pass out. I mean, that's a risky one because there's no...
It's real.
Yeah. There's no harm assuming that it doesn't go too far.
Kurt Cobain.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. I mean, the reason I'm saying this is if you're asking, I need you to... And the whole S&M and pain and all that kind of stuff, if you're saying, I need you to sprain my ankle, break my leg, bust my finger, that kind of thing. There is something wrong with you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to tell you this as a psychologist. I don't
And
care.
The majority of guys out there, 99.9% of them are saying, I'm not doing that.
You're right.
Go find someone else. But they will find someone that is willing to do it with
yeah,
them.
Yeah, but that's exactly what I'm saying. Something's wrong with the person who will do it. And there's something wrong. There is something wrong with the person who's asking for it. And I'm being real, real careful on my criteria. Scrape my back, draw blood. Okay, fine. Because we can get scraped, you know, that kind
of
thing.
Or pinch.
Pinch, fine. But
jumper cables. I've done that before.
Okay, jumper cables is like, that's exactly. That's what I'm saying.
I'm kidding.
Electrocute me. Electrocute me. I want
hook
you.
Hook me up to the car battery.
Right,
yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like if that, I don't care if that turns you on. If that turns you on, something's wrong with you.
Yeah.
Something is wrong with you. And even Misty, I think, would say something's wrong with you because you're putting your life at risk for a sexual turn on. That, and I mean literally your life risk. The whole asphyxiation thing sits right on the edge. Because again, if I tie you up, if I scrape you or pinch you or whatever, I'm causing short-term harm that any reasonable person would say, yes, it's kind of weird, but you're going to be okay.
Yeah.
The choking thing?
It makes me really uncomfortable.
The choking thing.
I mean, I'm just like, the minute they're slapping, I'm like, listen, I've done the pat, and I've done those things, and we've fantasized, and I've been there. But, there's some places in life for pain. Really, there's no places in life for pain. It makes me really uncomfortable.
What makes you uncomfortable?
To even talk about it or think about it.
Imagine if you were doing it, though, to the point where some of those acts, you could die. See, that's the thing that's so interesting about me. Interesting about sex. We do it all the time. There's guys and gals who ride their motorcycles and jump things, and there's parachuters, and you know, we do all these things. You ride a motorcycle, you do all these things that sort of put your life at some risk.
Mm-hmm.
But it's rare to think about having sex as putting your life at risk.
Yeah, it shouldn't be.
Should or shouldn't?
Should not.
Right. So that's what I'm saying is, so we do it symbolically, right, by causing
pain. We call it making love, not making pain.
Well, but we do it symbolically by we get there with pain. We do it, we create danger, right? We create danger, we're going to lock you up. Ice bondage, right? So we create this sort of pseudo danger. And I get that because there's the adrenaline flow. It's the same, it's the dopamine and the surge of excitement that you get from fear that you also get from pain.
Yeah.
But when you get to the thing, like, hook me up to the car battery, like, what the f- like, and I'm a psychologist.
Yeah, my conversation quickly jutted off to
that.
No,
thank
but
God.
but you got to be you got to protect yourself when you're a wealthy, famous person.
Yes, you do.
Because there are people out there that are trying to extort. I'm not saying she is. But there are people out there that are looking for that quick payday, and you need to do your research, and that's probably why you need to call like Spy Forensics Jeff Hammock at 790-3051, 205-790-3051, Jeff Hammock, Spy Forensics. He can check somebody out for you. If Trevor Bauer had hired Jeff Hammock, he would not be in this situation right now.
Totally
he'd be pitching
true.
Baseball, and you're talking a huge star. He was a Cy Young Award winner last year, right, with my Cincinnati Reds. He's a huge product for Major League Baseball, and this will forever tarnish him as it should because he made the decision to hook up with someone he had no clue who she was and not only hook up with her once, but then do it again And I'm like, dude, you're worth $200 million.
Well, and
what are you doing?
And punch her in the face.
Yeah. Well, like, and allegedly. I mean,
but he's not denying that.
He's not denying the fact that it was rough.
Okay.
He's denying the fact that he's saying that she doctored the pictures and the photos and stuff.
Oh, okay. Oh, now it gets interesting.
And again, there were some pictures that she sent out before their first trip, and they're like, okay, well, if he banged you up after the first one, then why did you text him all these different things about, I can't wait to feel the pain, I can't wait to be choked out? Mm-hmm. It's sick, man. I mean, it's just not a good thing. Anyway, having sex adds 8 minutes to your life.
Okay.
Masturbation.
Let's see if sex is...
No, what do you think about it?
If sex is 8, was masturbation 5?
It adds 1 minute to your life. I added 3 minutes to my life yesterday.
Was it cumulative?
No, I had some peanut butter.
Oh.
You think I'd admit I do that?
What, did you masturbate 80%
of all men do it, the other 20% lie. That's what it is.
So it adds 1. But I wonder if this stuff's cumulative. Like if you have peanut...
Like if you eat 5... hot dogs in one day, are you losing an hour? They obviously, this is very unscientific.
No, it could be. No.
It's scientific, but I mean,
it's
because if I eat a hot dog,
it's epidemiological.
Yeah.
It's like for the population. It's for the masses.
It's the best number they can come up with.
Yeah, right.
And if you had to give me, what's the number? 8 minutes on a hot dog. That's what you're going with. Obviously, if you weigh 350 pounds, you're eating a hot dog. It's a lot of different than if I'm eating a hot dog. How often do you eat hot dogs? How often do you drink sodas? What are your, pre-existing?
The sex masturbation one is really interesting to me. Because I would have thought it had been a little closer.
Well, you're working out when you're having sex with someone else. When you're by yourself, you don't break sweat.
So there's less exercise.
There's a little exercise, but
there's a little exercise, but you get the same dopamine surge. And possibly,
which is healthy,
and the same sort of post-sex relaxation.
Yeah.
So that it's post. Oh, this is really interesting. This is why I love this show. Because here's why this is really interesting. It depends how they define sex. Because we talk about this all the time.
With Trevor Bauer, it probably takes 20 years off your life.
Sex is sex where both people are coming to orgasm.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right.
Again, you could. Are you an hour person or are you a 3 minute person? Obviously, it's probably more beneficial if you're consensual and you're with someone for an hour and it's great.
Well, because you have a better workout.
Yeah. What do they call it? Mantra? What's that called? The stuff where it takes like a day and a half to do it? Sumatra? No, that's a food, isn't it?
Karma.
It's an Indian food. No? That's a restaurant called Sumatra, right?
Sumatra. Carpe diem.
God, you are such a dork.